and original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's the program that brings you the best of the adult and mainstream film, television, and internet industries. Hi, I'm James Bartolet.
And I'm Celestar.
And this is Inside the Industry. Yeah. Yay! It's fucking cold out there and wet.
Oh, I love it.
But you do love it.
Well,
you're like a little duck, huh? You shot today out
I
in
did.
The rain up in the hills.
Yes, I did. It was
Tell
beautiful.
Us about it.
Well, it wasn't raining.
Uh-huh.
Not yet, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But it was gorgeous. It was a beautiful day. It was so clear. We were in the Hollywood mm-hmm. Hills. You could see everything from where you were. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. Oh, and of course, the girls.
Could you see Lindsay Lohan on her balcony smoking weed?
Of course, and doing other things. No. yeah, it was gorgeous. I worked with Sammy Rose.
Could you see Charlie Sheen smoking crack at over his house?
No,
Beverly
I
Hills?
Missed that one.
Oh, okay.
Mm,
yeah.
Too far.
Okay. You know, they said it snowed last week here in Los Angeles. And the last time we had any snow was when a big pile of cocaine exploded on Charlie Sheen's house. And snow was all over Beverly Hills. I'm like, ah.
Oh, and don't you love his Twitter now? I love it.
Yes.
I honestly.
The guy is
angry. When I
found
out it was him, I had to follow him. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I love it.
No.
So, I like all the Charlie.
But you had a good shoot, though.
Yes. It was a great shoot. Mm-hmm. Beautiful girls.
Who were the girls you did today?
Sammy Rhodes. Who else did I do today? Nina and Euphron. She's from Chad.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I met her. Is she a tall brunette?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
I met her.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous?
Really hot.
Yes, and tall.
Yeah.
Love it.
Boy, you got to climb up a ladder, suck her tit, climb down, eat her pussy. Climb up, suck her tit, climb down, eat her pussy.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then climb up even farther, go up there, just kiss her. So it was crazy. But yeah, that's hot. You just work with some really, really great girls.
She was like, and so is the Nina. I feel so bad. I can't remember her last name. I feel
you
terrible.
You always forget names.
I'm really good with faces. I'll be mm-hmm. like, oh, I remember. I can remember when, where, and how many times you came. But I
mm-hmm.
names.
Wow. Maybe you should smoke some of my weed, because I've got that non-fat, memory-inducing weed. And the low-carb
totally.
Cocaine. It's really good.
Oh, so, my yeah. God. Totally. Let's do it right now.
Yeah. But, non-fat weed there, and it helps with the memory.
Hmm. Good job.
Get it from Askred at your local dispenser now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we're just silly here tonight. It is pouring rain here in Southern California. A lot of great stuff has gone on. I'm still in the middle of filming Spider-Man parts 1 and 2, Spider-Man meets Superman for Vivid, for our good friend, Mr. Axel Braun, award-winning director. Great movie. I'm going to have some of the cast from that movie on here in the next couple of weeks, including Jenna Presley and Eric Masterson, and Xander, who plays Spider-Man, and we're also going to have Ryan Driller on, who is playing Superman. And a Superman movie's out now. Have you done any parodies? Yes or no?
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
I did a girl, many girls, like orgy for Big Lebowski.
Oh, that won some awards.
Yes, I heard. It was great. Like, I was watching some of the footage on the day we were there, and I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
So I'm so proud of them. That's awesome. But yeah, so it was a very good scene. We were on stairs, though. It was a little hard, and the stairs were dangerous. They were just like...
What do you mean dangerous?
They were stairs...
Because there was like pussy juice all over?
Well, yes, but there's just... It's just a set of stairs. Like, doesn't lead anywhere, doesn't have edges, doesn't have railings, doesn't have wall. It's just a set of stairs that went up about, maybe like 7 feet,
yeah.
maybe? Or
Go on.
Yeah, like 7 feet.
Uh-huh.
And so once you got to the top, you're kind of scared. You're like, okay, let's just maybe not orgasm because I might fall off.
I might fall off the stairs if I orgasm?
Yeah.
You're too funny.
I've fallen off a bed before orgasming, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like literally flipped backwards off the bed.
Speaking of bed, we had the most uncomfortable bed when you and I did that scene, didn't we?
Oh, I know, right?
For Girl Parade. For Mac Daddy. Wow.
How is that whole thing going?
It's going.
So excited.
It's going, yeah. We got a big thing coming up there with that. Now, a lot of people are commenting about the Oscars that happened on Sunday. And the reason that they're commenting is the woman who won the Best Supporting Actress got up and she used the F word. She said, fuck, in her acceptance speech or something. I don't think that's anything to get all crazy about.
Like, in what, how did she use it? I didn't get to see the Oscars.
She said it was something, I don't remember word by word verbatim. I'm sure one of our loyal listeners out there will probably write in and talk to us in the chat room. By the way, if you want to join us in the chat room, insidetheindustry.net, click on chat room and join all the fun and all the people, listeners in there on that. Okay. But she said something like blah, 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 blah. Fucking A or something like that.
Fucking A, really?
Not fucking A, but something
I'm like,
like,
if
that.
She's like, you know, if she's like, it was a fucking amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
That is just someone being a little excited and they kind of slipped up with the way they use it. Because I use fuck all the time.
Yeah, of course you do.
Oh, I have a video when it was snowing. Mm-hmm. Every other word, literally every other word is fuck. Or fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Or motherfucking. I'm serious.
You're just so adorable. You really are. You're so adorable. Speaking of awards, I wanted to mention that the fact that we have a great award season still going on here in the adult industry. The Urban X Awards are going to be at the end of July. We will have more information as we get closer to that. But coming up a lot sooner, this is a very big award show coming up. It is called the XRCO Awards. It is taking place on April 13th at the Hollywood Highlands nightclub on the corner of Hollywood and Highland, next to the Kodak Theater. I don't know if this is open to the public. We will have more information next week and let you know about it. But if you're in the industry, make plans on this right now to attend this event. This is voted on by all of the top critics, and there's a lot of categories in this. So we still have our award season going on, and I believe we're going to be doing the Fame Awards again this year. Oh. I'm really hoping that happens again. That usually takes place during Exotica, and our good friends at Genesis Magazine helped put that on. So we hope that that happens. But awards, are you into awards or not, Celeste?
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm not like a big, like, I'm grateful if I win, or I haven't yet, but I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so great you won. I love it. I mean, I'm not like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of...
You don't kind of push yourself for things if you get nominated.
Which
you should.
Oh, I don't know. I say it all the time. Like, if people ask me if I'm nominated, I'm like, yeah, for this, 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 and this. But, I mean...
Yeah.
I don't really, like... I said it on Twitter. I retweeted things. But, I mean, not, like... I don't know what else to do.
Well, the reason the reason I bring that up is yesterday I'm watching this stuff about Charlie Sheen. It's like watching a reality show. And one of the executives at CBS said, I wish that Charlie would spend as much time as he is ranting and going on about this whole thing with Two and a Half Men as he did when it came out for Emmy Award season and tweeting and going out there. I think we realize now in the day and times that we live in that Twitter and Facebook are a very important tool for getting the word out for stuff. We put information out about this show on Twitter and Facebook all the time. And I think that's where we get a lot of our listeners are coming in from the social networking thing. Social networking is a huge thing, and this wasn't around 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
This is something really, really new. But are you the kind of person that Twitters on the set?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
In the middle of a scene?
No, not in the middle of it, because I'm, like, busy doing stuff. Honestly, when I'm in a scene, I'm in a scene. Like,
right,
it's not really a scene. I'm, like, there for the person. I'm not, like,
there
to, like, be like, okay, guys, like, what am I going to do next? Or what do you have a break?
Yeah.
I'm, like, there to, you know, be about the person, get into the person, or if I don't know them, or reconnect if I'd worked with them a long time ago. I don't really, like, I try not to distract myself when I'm on set. I try to be in the moment, you know what I mean? And then after, I'll Twitter all kinds. Don't get me wrong, I'll Twitter on set if there's like a lot of downtime, for sure. Like in the makeup chair.
And you answer the fans? Because I know you've got a big fan base over in England.
Yeah, I do answer the fans. Sometimes it's kind of hard because I'm a little busy or I'm trying to get things done, so I just kind of Twitter a few things or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I totally try to get back to the fans.
Wow.
I love them.
Yeah. I'll tell you, without the fans, we have nothing. Yeah.
And it's not even that. Is they actually care about, or they seem like they care about you. They actually, like, talk to you, and they're like, if you have a problem, and sometimes you just, like, Twitter something, you don't even think it's, like, seems sad, and they're like, are you okay? What's going on? You know, and you just feel so, like, there's people out there for you. You're kind of like, oh, it's kind of
That's
nice.
A nice thing.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
I think it's nice, because no offense, I see people who don't have, like, you know, like, fans, like, people who that are, like, normal, like, my friends that are out of the business, mm-hmm. and it's more just friends, so you don't get a lot of Twitter backs or people, like, actually wanting to know about you, or it's kind of fun and exciting. I like it.
Nice. Well, you know, we've got a great show for you tonight. We have got Erica McLean, acclaimed director. She's got a brand new movie out called Flying Pink Pig. You, Celeste Starr, have worked with Erica before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great lady. We were over at Sunny Lane's birthday party, and I want to say happy birthday to one of my bestest female friends in the whole world, and the woman that I just absolutely adore, Miss Sunny Lane. Her birthday's tonight.
Oh,
so happy birthday, to Sunny Lane. Make sure you Twitter or Facebook her and say happy birthday to her. But we had a nice party over at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. I want to thank Tony and his wonderful staff over there for taking such good care of us over at the Rainbow. We had adult stars, of course, there. Tessa Taylor, Ron Jeremy, myself, a lot of people down there. And then Frank Stallone was down there. And Sebastian Bach.
Oh, nice.
Sebastian Bach was there. Way cool guy.
Awesome.
He said he's a huge Spider-Man fan. So I got the okay for him to come on the set.
Oh, that's awesome.
You should come visit on the set.
Where are you guys shooting at?
Just all over the place. Downtown, out in the Val. Yeah.
Ooh, let me know on one of the Valley days.
Yeah. Okay, for sure.
I just hate downtown. I get so lost.
No, I feel you. All right, let's break away for a quick commercial break here right now, and we'll be back with more. And take your calls at 323-203-0815. We'll be back right after this.
Looking to add a little spice to your life? Sextoys.com has thousands of products for singles and couples alike. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, you'll find the sex toys you need. If you're a beginner, we have an expert team who can answer your questions. Sextoys.com offers live support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll have a pleasant shopping experience with products discreetly delivered to your door. Sextoys.com, products for sexual health and well-being. That's one word, sextoys.com.
Yo, it's Woody. Now, I know a thing or two about women, and I want to help all the ladies out there take care of their men. Happy Endings Orgasmically Organic Massage Oil.
Yeah, I said orgasmically organic.
Made right here in Cleveland. Now, no other product delivers this level of purity and performance. It's guaranteed to improve your overall experience and keeps that sensitive skin soft and smooth. Guys, don't be a tool. You're doing it anyway. Might as well do it right. Get your happy ending at happyendingsoil.com. That's happyendingsoil.com.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I'm James Bartolet.
And I'm Celeste Starr.
And I'm so stoned right now.
me too. I'm a little buzzed. I had a glass of wine.
I think it's cool to be stoned in the rain.
I just love the rain, period.
Yeah,
Anything in the rain.
The air smells fresher and cleaner. And that's a nice thing. But I got to tell you, people don't know how to drive in Southern California when it rains.
Oh, no. Experience it on the way here. And I literally live 10 minutes away. It took me 20. Because people are... No, I'm serious. People are that ridiculous in the rain.
I have to come over from Beverly Hills. Come over here, and it took an hour and a half. Yeah. It's really a mess.
Wow.
I know our friends and fans overseas or on the East Coast, or maybe up in Seattle and listening, and they go, what are they fucking complaining about the rain? We drive in this stuff all the time. That's just it. You see, here in Southern California, it doesn't rain that much. It really, really doesn't. People got to remember, this is a desert. This was a whole city and towns and everything that was all desert that they made into you know, a city. I mean, then it became an orchards and everything in the missions. And
you know a lot about California, hey?
I do. I excel myself on that. I like to watch History Channel, Discovery Channel and stuff all the time. Yeah. Now, a lot of people think that people in porn, this is all we do. It's like porn, porn, porn. But, I mean, when we're at home, we have a very normal lifestyle. For example, Celeste, when she is at home, what does she do?
I play with my animals. I have four.
You see, you could have really fucked that up. You could have said, I play with my pussy.
I should have. Since she's the oldest one in the house, yeah. Well, obviously, besides me. Play with my animals.
Mm-hmm.
Do errands.
Nice.
Watch my DVR. Catch up on that.
Very good.
Clean house. And that's about it.
That's very cool. All right. All right. Let's take a call here. Hi, caller. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Erica McLean.
Yay! It's Erica McLean.
Hi.
Hi, Celeste. Hi, James.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Great. I was talking about a wonderful time we had last night for Sunny's birthday party at the Rainbow.
Yeah, I know. It was so great, wasn't it? Lemon drops, one too many lemon drops, but well, everybody was there. And
that's my fault.
To the party.
Well, I appreciate you calling in because I know you've got a busy schedule. You're leaving to New Orleans tomorrow.
Yes, I'm leaving at actually at 7 o'clock, 7:45 or something like that in the morning, bright and early. Yes, I'm off to Mardi Gras and the Nice Parade and location scouting, and I'm checking out my bordello.
Bordello?
Love it.
Ooh. Yes.
Tell us about the bordello. We're rubbing our hands. We're wringing our hands. Ooh, yes.
Yes, it's in the Garden District. It's on Brittany Street, Britannia Street, and it's great. So, yeah, but most of all, I'm going down for, so it's like three reasons why I'm going down, but yeah. Most of all, it's like location scouting for the next movie.
Are you actually taking all of us actors, performers out there to New Orleans to film this?
Well, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping to get that budget that's going to be doing that, and that's my dream. That's my hope. That's what I want to do. So if I can, that's my intention, because it has to be filmed there. I can't see it be anywhere else. I know that I'll establish, you know, I'm going to go down and establish where I want to shoot and all that. And, like, you know, I know the storyline already. I just have to kind of figure it all out, you know, put it down on paper and so that everybody's on the same page and we could figure out, like, the cost of bringing everybody down. And that's what I'm doing now, to put the whole package together.
Very cool. Now, speaking of packages, you have got a great package on you, baby. I'll tell you, you always look so fantastic. Last night, she had the beautiful haircut with little silver strands in it and this just hot outfit. Saturday night, when we had the Flying Pink Pig outfit, you had almost this, like, showgirl outfit on. That was incredible.
It was from Mardi Gras. See, the original, the theme, I didn't think of it. The AEBN thought of the theme, and they picked the venue. And so they were the one that said Mardi Gras, and it was so funny because I am going to Mardi Gras, but I have a whole totally different outfit from Mardi Gras. But I put that together because it was for the Mardi Gras theme. So that was my spin-off on that one. And also, I never wear pink, but that was for Pink Pig, but Mardi Gras, so I combined it both.
Now, I stopped at that little Colby little food truck here just to get some food, kind of get me in the mood here for Flying Pink Pig. But congratulations on that movie.
Yeah, congratulations.
Had a big party for that, for the premiere. Tell us about Pink Pig and tell us where the controversy has been going on, because there was mainstream controversy on this movie.
Well, the controversy came, there were two partners, two men that owned the Pink Pig. And one of them said yes, and he knew exactly what was going on because I told him exactly who I am and what I do and what the food truck was going to be used for. And he knew it because I sent my trailers of my other movies, and he looked at them and he said, fine. And, I mean, somebody had to release the truck. Good thing we had them sign a release. And he had Joe Kim, who was his partner. James Seitz was the man who said okay. And then his partner was the one who at the last minute decided it wasn't okay. I guess it was just getting a lot of attention regularly without even having the scandal of what was going on in it, you know. So he kind of backed out, and that's what happened. I got the call from his attorney at I don't know what time in the afternoon, like maybe about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She said, "Hi, this is Erica McLean." "This is Erica McLean." I said, "Yes." And I said, "How can I help you?" She said, "What's your fax number?" And like, not hello, I'm this person. I said, "Well, my fax isn't working." I started telling her them, I go, "But my fax isn't working, but whatever it is, you could scan it and send it to the email." And I was being all nice, and she said, "But who is this?" And she said, "Jane Oak." And I said, in reference to, and she said, "Joe Kim." And I said, "But who is he?" And she said, "Oh, he's, he's the Flying Pig owner," and because they call their truck the Flying Pig. So it's about the owner of the Flying Pig. And I said, "Well, what is it? What's wrong? What's going on?" And she said, "Well, you'll see it in the email." So she sent it to me, and it was basically cease and desist and screaming. She said 24 hours, but it wasn't. And she sent it like 4:30 in the afternoon, and she said it had to be like pulled off by 10 o'clock the next day, which is not 24 hours.
Wow.
So that alone was kind of weird, and I didn't even have time to like even think about it. It's kind of like being in the middle of a storm and just thinking, okay, I've got to call my attorney. This is what it is. He asked if it was signed something, and Joe Kim had signed a release that said explicit, sexually explicit, and non-explicit material. So he signed it, and he signed it W-9, and he also got paid for the truck. So it was just, that's how it went, you know. And but then everybody got a hold of it because of that, because it became controversy, because it became like this big, you know, scandalous thing, or, you know, all the mainstream straight guy against the porn world, or we're the bad people, you know what I mean? So, I mean, he said, I told him that it was a romantic comedy, but I guess some people might think that having sex on a cold steel stove is romantic. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I you know, and any kind of controversy like that helps, because it helps sell the movie. But let's tell everybody really quick about the movie Flying Pink Pig. Ron Jeremy, Nikki Hunter, Emmy Reyes, Sunny Lane, of course. Tell us about the movie.
The movie is around the food truck, I got the idea within a minute after seeing the food truck. And I thought, it's great. Sunny owns the truck. She's got a girl that work with her. Nikki was with the kind of like the villainess with the villains, Ron Jeremy. They wanted to take over the food truck. But then Sunny seduces Nikki, and so then Nikki's on her side, and then they plot against Ron. And it's just really great. Ron is the villain, and he wants the pink pig because he wants to make money off of it, because he sees that it can make money. Mm-hmm. And the girls serve food with an aphrodisiac in it. So, you know, if somebody's got problems, all of a sudden they could solve the problems, or if they have, you know. So it's kind of fun. It's really actually fun. So they serve food that is an aphrodisiac for people.
Oh, so, like, how cool. So you eat the food out of the food truck, and it makes you horny.
Yes, or it gets your mojo going back.
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
It's so fun. And one guy, like, say, Emmy gave it to this actor who couldn't remember his lines. He's a Latino actor. And then all of a sudden, he remembers his lines. But, like, you know, after they have sex, he remembers his lines. Then there's, let me see, who else do they seduce? And
Emmy is really
Nikki
great.
Nikki seduces Lee Stone. And, I mean, like, all of them have these fun little story plots. And actually, 2 and 3 are really hilarious. I mean, it's got twists and turns and villains.
Oh, so you, Erica, I have a gal in the chat room here, Joanna. She says, "I'm totally in love with your movies. You're absolutely incredible." She said, "Is this part 1 or part 2? Is there more of these? Is this a series? What's going on?"
Well, there's definitely, we made it a trilogy. There's part one, which is out now. Two and three are edited, and they'll be out probably in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll turn into a series. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they were saying, that that's what's going to happen. I guess they're looking at, you know, how well it does. But it's only been out since January 25th, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, been out like a month, a little bit over a month now. And it's doing really well, I think, you know. And once more and more people catch on to it, it'll explode. And then we'll, you know, I think it's a spin-off to a series. But now, since we can't use Joe Kim's truck anymore, I mean, we could take it and fly with it and not use the truck to have, like, you know, any scenes on. Or we could, you know, kind of.
Because you're actually fucking in the truck, huh?
Yeah. That's what got them, because that's with Mickey Hunter. And then they said, oh, no, it's going to, like, they're not going to have an A rating on top of their, I mean, because of what happened on the show.
That's a good point. That's a good point, because then the health department's going to come in there and go, well, you know, you were fucking on the truck there, so now you got a C rating or something.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
For cum.
And then, but what I'm thinking of, what I thought of, see, when Graham Ponente wrote, Graham and Eric Middleman wrote part two and three.
Yeah.
So when we were sitting at the table, they go, well, let's just blow up the pink pig for number three, and then Sunny gets a plane and we take it to a higher plane. So, you know, they feed the world.
Oh,
but
okay,
then
cool.
I said, oh, no, because, you know, people think, like, if the truck is blown up, that there's no more truck. And after all, the guys are really nice. They loan me the truck, and I really wanted to do, like, marketing with them. But now, since the thing with Joe Kim, I'm thinking, you know what? Blow the truck up, and then we're gonna take Mr. Kim and do crazy things to Mr. Kim, and then we're gonna maybe open a Cheeky Monkey truck and have, that's the name of my company, and have the girls wear little jungle outfits, mm-hmm. and then serve cheeky cheeseburgers, cheeky veggie burgers,
cheeky
bananas
monkey.
On the stick, frozen bananas. You know what I mean? So just, you know, make it like as if, you know, make it fun so we could continue it and we don't have to worry about it. Just get a truck and paint it and make like a little.
That's a good idea.
Outside, and the girls have crazy little outfits on, and continue it so that we continue a series that nobody could touch. It's original, and it continues on, and it's just an extension of.
I think it's really good. You know. I got a lot of fans in the chat room now that said that they'd love an order of Nikki Hunter and Sunny Lane.
Oh, we didn't get to see that in the movie?
No, well, we get to see them having sex.
But together?
No, is Sunny and Nikki doing a scene together?
Yeah, they did. They did in number two. Oh. In part two, they did.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
cute.
Finally. Because, they were in the bed in the first one, and then they'll get interrupted because the girls come. Mm-hmm. And then in the second one, they do have sex. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's great. It's
See,
awesome.
Celeste is all about that girl-girl scene stuff. She really is.
I was like, wait, they didn't?
Well, Erica, you work with Celeste, didn't you?
I did. I know. Hi, Celeste. I know Celeste from a while ago. Celeste was a little girly legal girl. And we remember, Celeste, we gave you your name.
Of
Celeste
course. That's the only story I ever repeat.
Yeah, that's right. You gave her her name. You mm-hmm. named her. Wow.
Yeah. She's my baby girl. I love her.
Oh,
I love you, Celeste.
I love you. No, really. She's the one that pretty much got me into it. Yeah, no.
Wow.
Name, everything. That was like... Being with them was, like, the best thing that could have happened to me. Really.
I love it.
Really?
Love
no,
it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dared me in
the
direction.
I mean, she was great, you know, like, and I knew, you know, like, every once in a while, you know, like, we started a lot of girls out in Burley Legal, but there are certain girls that I know that were going to transcend, and she happened to be one of the girls that I knew, and she kept it all together, that she'd be big, and as she is now. You know what I mean? So she is a little star. She turns into Celeste the star now.
Yay.
Oh, I love you.
Right.
Yeah,
on.
No, it's true. I mean, it's just, I know, because I could pick out the ones that are going to stay. Then I could pick out the ones, I just don't know. It's just like an innate feeling that I have. But I just, you know, I think we just bonded. I just, those girls that maybe it's just those girls that I bond with that I really like, you know, which is like pretty much, you know, everybody, but there's certain ones like you, Celeste, that are really special to me and that I know that are going to make it, or that I hope that are going to make it. And then from here, do other, bigger, and better things. This is just a platform for you right now.
She is, she's grinning.
You got many more, many more beautiful things coming up for you. Real, for real.
Yeah, she's grinning right now.
Thank you.
She's so happy. Wow.
I am. I'm very
and
happy.
And she's right rubbing
now.
Some of that Colby sauce on her breasts right now.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, Erica, last question is, you are, without a doubt, the top female director in our industry. What advice would you give for a young girl who would like to be a director?
I embrace everybody. I would like for the girls that want to get into the industry that they just stand strong and know what they're getting into and know that it is work. As you know, Celeste, it's a constant. It's a constant. You know, it's a constant got to get your hustle on. But if you do, it's really rewarding. I just say keep your head straight, keep your mind, body, and spirit in order and in
That's
check.
That's right. That's good.
And stay, you know, and just stay humble. And just and as you go along, you just get bigger and bigger, and better things come to you. You know, and just know what you're getting into, because a lot of girls get into it and then they don't know, and then they crumble, and then they say, well, it's the business, but it really isn't the business. It's actually what they perceive to have. You know, the business to be. So I just say, you know, do a little research, talk to a couple of girls that have made it to see what exactly is required, and also know that this is something that you're going to have, you know, for the rest of your life. This is what it is, and you have to stand tall and love it. You know, embrace it, and this is what I did. Okay, that's fine, and you gotta own it. You know, it's like even with me being a director, it still has a lot of, you know, there's still a lot of misconceived ideas of what I, who I am, and what I do, and all this stuff. You know that, Celeste, too.
Yeah.
You know, like if you tell people what industry we're in, they right away, some people judge you.
They totally
and they don't
do.
See.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad.
Yeah, we were talking about that people, the fans think that when we go home, we just masturbate all the time and watch porn and do drugs and drink and live decadent lives. But, I mean, we're very normal. We go home and we pay our bills and clean our homes, take care of our families, watch normal TV, you know, yeah.
But we got a normal life. I mean, we got, you know, just as maybe crazy and kinky as normal blue-collar workers or anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, we're able to express our sexual desire maybe a little bit more freer, which is beautiful. It's the freedom of being who we are and what we believe in and standing tall for it. So, but I think that with the people that are in the industry, I love the industry, and I love the people in the industry. I love the straight and the gay part of it. I love it all. I embrace it because we stand for freedom of speech and freedom of what we believe in. So I just say to the girls that want to get, girls and boys that want to get into it, stand tall if this is what you want. Be conscious of it, make a conscious decision, and go for it and stand in your light and know that it's going to be okay. We're all protected, and we stand strong and united. Look what happened last night. Look at the people that came out to support Sonny.
That's right.
So I say that, you know, like in all sincerity, it's like, and if anybody wants to talk to me, then they could Facebook me, Erica McLean, ERICAMCLEAN, or you could it's ericamc@car.com. Email me, ask me questions, and I'll answer you, honestly, and then we'll take it from there.
You are such
really
a
good.
Sweetheart. Oh
you
my
really
gosh.
Are.
I can't even believe
and
it.
And I got everybody in the chat room saying hello to you. So, and all
hello.
Of our listeners. Yeah.
It's amazing how you are just so amazing. I can't get over
she
it.
She really is.
You are. I can't get over
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See, you are a perfect example of, like, people think we're so down and out, whatever. Like, she's, like, a perfect person to be, like, you can, like, look up to her and be, like, oh, Erica. I could be, like, Erica. I love it. She's amazing.
Erica, when
you've
been directing, have you ever been directing a scene and just got so hot and turned on that you just wanted to jump in there and fuck them also?
That's hot.
You know what it is? Some people know how to rock a scene. I want to say, like, moved by it or gotten to work. And I know if somebody gets to me that it's like a hot scene, you go, good, that's a great hot scene. But I'm so involved in checking out exactly all the technical things of it, making sure that every angle is
You're
there.
Not There's answering my question. Technical. Have you? You're not answering my question.
Oh, have I ever? Oh, yeah, there's been a few times. been a few times. Yeah, but I mean,
love
that's
it.
Like,
She's
I want to, you know, it's kind of a little bit different, but yeah, sure. There's
right
been some
on.
People who have who've done that. Absolutely. But you got to kind of be like, okay, let me, all right, rinse your face off, cold water, and get back in there.
Right on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because...
Get the, take
yeah,
the shrimp
you know,
boat
you want
to tuna
the show
town.
To go on and everything like that. I'm sure maybe guys would think different, but I'm as a female, yeah, I get turned on by it. And I think that that's a good thing, because if somebody could turn me on in a scene, you know that it's real. I love
and
it.
And they're going to turn on the consumers, the public, when they buy our movies. There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think most of all, everything, I could tell, I would say 9 out of 10 of the scenes that I direct are really hot. There's every once in a while, maybe it's an off day for the girl, or it was a little mismatch in the chemistry, you know, or something like that. But I'd say I pretty much knock it dead about 9 out of 10 times, and hopefully the audience thinks it's 10 out of 10 times because they don't see what I've seen in making it. Do you understand? It's
yeah.
like, I don't want to spoil their illusion either. So, yeah, I get turned on. There's some people that really know how to rock a scene and,
yeah.
and make it sexy and sensual. And
they
like,
definitely
a girl,
have
girl,
them out there.
Boy, girl,
yeah.
or, you know, an orgy. You know, so, like, it's all good. I love it. You know
right.
what I mean? I totally love it.
Yeah.
So,
Erica, thank you so much, baby, for calling in. We really appreciate it. We got to break the commercial right now.
It was
but
so good
you.
To talk
I love
to
you.
It was great to talk to you, Erica, and have a great, safe trip out there to New Orleans, and we'll see you when
Thank
you get
you.
Back, okay?
Take care. Bye.
Yeah.
Yay. I will have fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, have
All
fun.
Right. I love you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Erica McLean, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you, Erica. Oh, it's always good to hear from her. Let's break away for a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to take your calls at 323-203-0815. And yes, we have another contest tonight, so
Ooh.
Hang tight.
Looking to add a little spice to your life? Sextoys.com has thousands of products for singles and couples alike. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, you'll find the sex toys you need. If you're a beginner, we have an expert team who can answer your questions. Sextoys.com offers live support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll have a pleasant shopping experience with products discreetly delivered to your door. Sextoys.com, products for sexual health and well-being. That's one word, sextoys.com.
Yo, it's Woody. Now, I know a thing or two about women, and I want to help all the ladies out there take care of their men. Happy Endings Orgasmically Organic Massage Oil.
Yeah, I said orgasmically organic.
Made right here in Cleveland. Now, no other product delivers this level of purity and performance. It's guaranteed to improve your overall experience and keeps that sensitive skin soft and smooth. Guys, don't be a tool. You're doing it anyway. Might as well do it right. Get your happy ending at happyendingsoil.com. That's happyendingsoil.com.
Visit avn.com 24/7 to stay up to date on all of the latest happenings in the adult entertainment industry. avn.com features breaking news stories, DVD reviews, legal analysis, personality profiles, behind-the-scenes reports, and the best event photography in the business. The avn.com portal also gives you access to the exclusive AVN Live video interviews with the hottest porn stars, producers, and directors. Adult Video News is in its 26th year as the leading trade publication of the adult video industry. Its flagship magazine is published monthly, and its signature event is the AVN Award Show, recognized as the Oscars of the adult entertainment industry, and held every January in Las Vegas. For this year's winners, check out avnawards.com and check out the site avn.com.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I'm James Bartolet.
And I'm Celeste Starr.
And this is Inside the Industry. If you have a product or a production company or a store, clothing store, something that you would like to advertise here on our Inside the Industry show, please keep in mind this show is heard all over the world. People call in from India, from Australia, from England, from coast to coast, from north to south, east to west. We have a huge, huge listener base and audience here. The show is here live on Wednesday, but we're also repeated 24/7, 7 days a week. So your spot could be heard every day, All the time.
That's awesome.
And it's a good deal. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. If you've got a company, please give us a email. Get a hold of us right away. It's james@galaxypublicity.com. And we'll talk to you some more and get you all the information about the very low cost it costs to advertise here. Internet radio is really growing. It really, really is. Because the neat thing about this is people are listening to it on their phones. Now, we have this one fan who listens to us every week. His name is Sam from East L.A., and he's in chat room right now. Hi, Sam.
Howdy, but, Sam.
Howdy, Sam.
I don't know why I said howdy.
And, God, we've got a lot of great fans in there, James and a lot of people. But, you know, these guys listen on their phone. You know, we have an app.
Oh,
so you can listen to the show. And did you know that our show's on iTunes?
No, I did not.
That's right.
Oh.
Did you know that I have a boner right now?
No, I did not.
Come over here and take a look at it.
Oh, whoa.
See? Ha-ha.
Damn.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to do something about that, won't we? Let's break away for another commercial while we have sex. Okay. Okay. We're taking your calls at 323-203-0815. Went to a movie premiere Monday night. It was for a new movie called Full Moon or Half Moon.
Oh, my God. You don't even know.
this movie was so bad, it wouldn't even get a Razzie Award.
Wow.
And I feel really bad because a lot of my friends were in this. A lot of people I work with made this movie, but the script, it was going on and on and on. The lighting was bad. The editing was terrible. The script, I mean, it just there was a lot of elements in there. I'm very, very picky about film because I work in adult and mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very, very picky about this stuff. And I wish them well, that the movie does well. But there was a lot of controversy because the star of the movie boycotted the film. So, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. So, great. We have somebody that just wrote in and said he'd like to shoot the show for you on HD for iTunes. Fantastic. Okay. Send us an email. Okay, that's good.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Because we have been planning on doing that for a long, long time. We've been planning on doing this thing. To the show back when we had Emmy here with us, and we were going to do the show, and it just got delayed. But it gets pretty wild here. I mean, we're partially closed right now. And I mean, there's sexy things that go on.
Are you kidding me? I'm naked right now.
Yes. God, you have the most beautiful vagina.
Right?
You have a really gorgeous vagina. Oh, my God. I love the shape of it and the smell of it. Wow, it's so good.
I think that might be your actual taco. The shrimp taco.
Which taco?
The shrimp taco. You're just eating.
Yeah, right. Hey, you distracted me there with that beautiful vagina. Do you like vagina, cunt, pussy? What do you like to call
cunt?
You like cunt?
Yeah, it's dirty.
Yeah, you like cunt?
Mm-hmm.
You say that a lot in scenes?
Yes.
Say it in a sentence.
Would you like me to fuck your tight little cunt? I totally like flopped over my words.
That's just so sexy when you say that. God, you're a sexy lady.
Oh, thanks. I'm all blushing.
Yeah. Boy, we got fans here right now. I think they're whacking off right now. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I don't want to hear it, though.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that. We used to have a guy that we would call in. He was like a little squirrel monkey guy, and he'd like... Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was back when we had Michelle and Kaylani here with us. That was pretty wild. Yeah. The 2-minute man. Or 1-minute man. Yeah. His minute man came under a minute. Yeah. Listen, we have contests to tell you about. If you would like to win a pair of passes for you and a guest to come to Misty Stone's birthday party. That's right. that Ebony goddess, the number one African-American actress in adult and mainstream, Misty Stone, baby. Mm-hmm. She's having her party on March 26 over at Crest Nightclub on the rooftop patio. We got the whole top there. And I want to thank Lewis and Mike over there at Crest for always putting together great parties. We had a great party there for Daisy Marie. We're going to have a great party there for Misty Stone. So it's March 26. It's a Saturday. If you want to go, we'll be picking two lucky listeners. Write us at james@galaxypublicity.com and we'll put you in this contest and we'll pick a winner in a couple weeks. Also, there is a great event going on this Saturday. The lovely, gorgeous Angelina Valentine is going to be appearing at Busy Bee this coming Saturday, March 5th. They're located at 6550 Hollywood Boulevard. And this is a beautiful, it's the number one boutique in Southern California, without a doubt. If not the West Coast. We have the store signings there with our Galaxy Publicity clients. Angelina Valentine, the star of Bad Girls Club, Charmed. So many movies I can't even name every single one she's done. But she is so gorgeous. She is hot, 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 hot. You can meet Angelina Valentine live this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Busy Bee. More information, go to the Inside the Industry site, insidetheindustry.net, or check out our good friends over at Floating World. They have the event stuff listed on their PS Babylon, Tony Batman site. By the way, Tony hasn't called in tonight.
Oh.
Wow, that's kind of strange. Oh. So, and then the following week at Busy Bee, we have the lovely, gorgeous Miss Jenna Presley. She's down in Mexico right now doing the Sexpo Expo.
I love it.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
It's like the equivalent of like a big AVN or Exotica, like
really?
The Exotica thing. It is huge. It's a big thing down in Mexico. Yeah. So that's taking place in Mexico City right now. So for all of our friends in Mexico or Central America, if you'd like to go down there, meet your favorite porn stars. It is in Mexico City, and you can go check out the site Sexposexo.com. /MX, and all the information is on the site over there for that. And we've got a lot more parties coming up. Oh, we have a party this Saturday night at Industry. LA Direct Models is involved in this, and we are doing a closing night party for Industry. It used to be called The Gate, and then before that it was the old La Caja Fall place, and it's been a lot of different nightclubs. Area
or right.
Something. It's on La Cienega near Melrose.
No, don't know.
Okay. they're closing because they're going to remodel the place.
Oh.
Closing night party. Come on down there. Check out that night. See your favorite porn stars down there. Celeste, have you got anything to plug?
You can check me out on my Twitter at Miss Celeste Star.
You Miss yeah. Celeste Star?
Yes, M-I-S-S. Celeste Star.
Ah, okay, yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Fun times.
All right, fun times.
That's
it. Yeah. If you want to call in, once again, our phone number is 323-203-0815. We've got questions that always come in here, and we've got another question here. No, she's not going to do that. No. I got somebody's written in there. Would you ask Celeste if she'll finger herself?
Wow.
Okay,
very
this
nice.
Okay, you got us confused with one of those whack off chat room things.
Right.
Okay. This is a regular radio show. But we are naked and we do fool around. And if you want her to finger herself, you gotta pay.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free.
Love that.
Okay. And now, this is the weirdest one. This one's coming from Angelie. I think it is Angelie. She wanted to know, when are you ever going to have Justin Bieber on the show?
It's like Bieber.
Wow. You know what? I think we should do a porn version. If we do a porn parody of him, then we'll have him on there. I mean, we do have mainstream guests that come on the show every once in a while. So that's true, because, I mean, we're about both industries. So, hey, you know what? We'll send something out to Justin Bieber's people and see if we can get him in here. Would you want to interview Justin Bieber?
Isn't he underage though? I'd be kind of weird. I'd be kind of weird around him.
Yeah, I think he's over.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's old enough.
He's over 18?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
He looks like he's 12. He's cute.
He looks like he's 12 there. More. Yeah. And Celeste, they want to know your Twitter again.
Oh, my Twitter is Miss M-I-S-S Celeste C-L-E-S-T-E star S-T-A-1-R.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. Got a lot of great guests there in the chat room.
I know, right? It's exciting.
It's really super. We thank you guys so much for listening in and calling in and just being a part of everything that we're doing here. Next couple of weeks, we've got Annie Cruz coming on, Brad Armstrong, Jessica Drake. We're hoping to bring Lupe Fuentes back really soon. So she's going to be coming on.
I just worked for them recently.
Yeah, Jenna Presley. Oh, you went on tour. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
I did their...
Good people.
Yeah,
her and Evan.
It was fun.
Good friends. Yeah, they're good people. Don't forget, if you want to enter that contest, to go to Misty Stone's birthday party, baby, on the 26th.
Okay.
Write into us, james@galaxypublicity.com. And you better fucking show up this time.
Oh,
you didn't show up with the other things.
I know. I was, you know, one of those days.
Yeah, I know. No,
but
excuses.
No, there's no excuse. It's okay. Misty Stone.
That's right, baby.
No excuse.
Like Mary J said, no more drama in my life. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. If you would like to also get a DVD, a signed DVD from myself, one of my great parodies, or from Celeste Starr, you've got of your movies you could sign.
Yes, I do.
We have a contest every week for that. Write into us again, james@galaxypublicity.com. Write into us, and we will pick a lucky listener every week. We'll get a signed DVD.
Fun.
So that's good.
Can
that's...
I be in the drawing if it's yours?
Oh, I'll give you one anyways.
Oh, sweet.
God, you give me wood every time I look at you, so I'll give you anything. God, are you kidding? You're so sexy. All right. I want to say hello to everybody. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week right here on Inside the Industry.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet. Only on LA Talk Radio.